Under Washington's rules, those applying for $12.5 million in federal food assistance after Irene did not have to immediately verify their income claims. Governor Dan Malloy calls it outrageous that anyone would try a scheme against a program to help storm victims.
If we find out that state employees, or anyone else for that matter, use the occurrence of Tropical Storm Irene as an opportunity to defraud the disaster funding program, the consequences will be immediate and severe.
800 state workers may have applied for the benefits. One report says scores of Connecticut residents may have received help, though their incomes disqualified them for this program. Reporting from Stamford, Paul Murnane, WCBS 880 News.